Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 6:45. Monday, the Las Cruces City Council amended the city's minimum wage ordinance to prevent an increase from taking effect next year. That means for 2018, the city's minimum wage will remain at $9.20 per hour and $3.68 per hour for tipped workers. The city said in a press release that increases to the minimum wage based on the Consumer Price Index will commence on January 1st, 2020 and will be evaluated and assessed annually. On the Tuesday Health Watch, exercise and other physical activity can help the growing number of people with diabetes. Sam Baker talked about this with Dr. Luigi Menanghini of the UT Southwestern Medical Center.
How specifically does exercise help people with diabetes?
Alrighty. I'd rather refer to it as physical activity, because you can get physical activity without having a gym membership. Taking the stairs, going for a brisk walk, dancing is physical activity. Mowing your lawn is physical activity. And that's very important. Exercise and lifestyle modification have shown to be very effective at delaying or preventing the progression from pre-diabetes to diabetes, even more so than medications. There's also resistance training or exercises that improve your muscle mass and also improve your stability. So, for example, lifting some light weights, doing some yoga, using some elastic bands, all of those increase muscle mass, increase tone, and help you in and of itself become healthier because you are more stable, less prone to falls, and having more lean muscle mass also makes you better able to use the insulin that's in your body.
Really? How so?
Lean muscle is a great user of glucose. If I have a lot of fat versus less muscle, I don't use glucose very effectively for the same amount of insulin that's in circulation. If I have a lot of lean muscle mass versus less fat, when I am physically active, I use that glucose much more effectively for energy.
Does having type 1 or type 2 make a difference in the type of exercise you choose or the benefits you get from it?
With type 2 diabetes, exercise can actually help improve the ability of these individuals to control their blood sugars. With type 1 diabetes, it's a little bit trickier because exercise doesn't really improve their ability to control their blood sugars. It makes them healthier. But it also, because they inject insulin at various times of the day, may make it a little bit more difficult for them to control blood sugars.
Can exercise be so beneficial that it can help you avoid medications for diabetes?
There have been some studies that have suggested
that.
I think let me preface that answer by saying that a lot of times we throw medications to compensate for the fact that individuals with various diseases don't eat right, are sedentary, gain weight, and so we try to control the blood pressure with more medications or the diabetes with more medications or the cholesterol with more medications. That said, medications are important in all of those areas. But with healthy lifestyle, with a healthier food intake, with physical activity, you may be able to control the disease and prevent complications of the disease with less medications. And that's huge.
So would that work for all people with diabetes or maybe for certain patients or maybe people, say, at the early stage of the disease, for instance?
If you're specifically talking about control of blood sugars in patients, for example, with type 2 diabetes, it helps at all stages. It tends to be more effective earlier on. But even with somebody who's had 20 years of diabetes, going out and being physically active, again, will make their body more sensitive to the insulin and their blood sugars easier to control.
While it all sounds great, are there any risks or precautions that patients with diabetes should take when undertaking exercise?
There are certain complications with diabetes that may predispose you to injury with certain types of physical activity. For example, if you are a patient who has had nerve damage from long-standing poorly controlled diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, you may have lost the ability to sense pressure or injury in your feet or legs. And if you do high-impact activities, such as jumping up and down or running, you may cause injury without feeling it, and that can cause complications. Another example is patients who have retinopathy, so eye damage because of the diabetes, should try to avoid exercises that increase pressure in the head, intracranial pressure, such as if I'm lifting weights, I can't be straining because that increases pressure in the head and the eyes and could cause a bleed in the eye. So there are precautions that need to be taken when individuals develop certain complications of diabetes.
Dr. Menegheni, thank you for being with me.
You can always stay updated with the latest news at krwg.org. Also, we're on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at KRWG. And you can also subscribe to the KRWG News YouTube channel.